Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, CollegeToPro.com, all opportunities to download and listen to these guests at your leisure. Today, we're going to be starting with the IUP standout Crimson Hawk receiver, JoJo Gaz. JoJo, welcome to the show. We were talking a little bit before we went live, and we were just kind of sharing, you know, everything going on in our world right now. These pro days are one of the last things that the majority of the public are, but in your particular part of the world where football is your future, these pro days are critical. You would have been at IUP today, got canceled, Rutgers got last week, but you got one more shot. Tell us where you're going to be going and doing that pro day at.
Hello. My pro day, it was unfortunate that my pro days got canceled, but my local trainer in Rochester, New York, he's having a pro day April 4th for four athletes, Ernest Edwards, Jameer Jones, Jerry Jabino, and me as well. And he's hosting that for us, and hopefully, like, nothing else, state of emergency, anything, like, because we're in New York, and yes, so right now it's going on April 4th, and that's what we're going to do, showcase our talents.
Definitely, and then we'll try to give that a big shout-out on social media so all these scouts, everybody can know that it's definitely going to be an opportunity. I'm sure it'll be videotaped, and they'll be able to pick it up. So for you, I mean, you're a talented young kid. I mean, that athleticism, you see it on tape. I mean, growing up, were you the kid doing the Pop Warner Pee Wee games? Were you the guy scoring four or five touchdowns every Saturday?
Yeah, and it's a funny story because, like, growing up, like, I didn't like football. I didn't like tackle football that much. I used to play flag. I played flag football, and I was a kid. I played running back, and I was the kid that always scored all the touchdowns and scoring and everything. And then when it came to playing tackle football, I just didn't want to put the equipment on, and it made no sense. And then I believe two years after, I asked my dad to play Pee Wee football, and junior Pee Wee for me, and then I went from there, and it was a quick transition to putting equipment on, and I loved it from there. I still play running back, and then as I got to high school, that's when I transitioned to receiver.
And you just continued to blossom, if you will. I mean, that athleticism showed. I mean, you arrived in the collegiate level at first at Rutgers, and then you end up at IUP. Coming out of high school, what schools were looking at you, and you know, how did you decide Rutgers, and then talk about going to IUP?
For me, out of high school, it was crazy because my freshman year I had an offer from Old Dominion, like my freshman year going to sophomore year, and throughout, like, the talent in New York is really good, but our recruiting wise, when I was in high school, we were under recruited, and getting recruited, I realized that I wanted to go to prep school, so I was getting recruited by, like, Albany, Old Dominion, like Syracuse. I was getting looked at by a lot of those schools. And I had an offer from Old Dominion, but then I realized that I needed to go to prep school to get more mature, like, physical-wise, because, like, I was a year behind age-wise than people in my class. So I went to prep school.
Okay.
And then my brother, Clint Goss, he went to Rutgers at the time, and that was, an easy transition. And that was, like, a family. And me visiting Rutgers a lot because watching his games and everything, I wanted to go there as well. And it was like a family environment there with Coach Flood and Coach Yano. That's when I seen, like, them there. And that's why I went there first. And then the transition from Rutgers, I transferred from Rutgers because it was a new coaching staff and everything. I love the coaching staff. But unfortunately, like, things played out that I wanted to transfer. And I transferred to IUP. And it was one of my friends that went to Seton Hill, which is in the PSAC. He told me about IUP, and I quickly emailed them, and they emailed me back the same day, and we went on from there, and the story was told 4 years later.
And here we are a month away before you do your next thing at the next level. Once again, the standout Crimson Hawk, JoJo Gaz, here on the C2P, talking a little college football and NFL draft as this young man shares what he brings to the next level. I got to go back real quick. I mean, a freshman, you get the offer from Old Dominion. JoJo, what's that like? You know what I mean? I mean, a freshman, I mean, do you even comprehend what it is at that moment? Or do you just kind of say, oh, this is cool, and you just kind of go with it?
At the moment, after realizing it, I didn't really even comprehend it. I was just like, oh, okay, I have an offer. Like, I didn't, like,
yeah.
I was excited, but I didn't truly show it because I honestly didn't even – I knew what it meant, but I also didn't know how to react because that was my first one ever. And I just went on with my days and everything, and it was – it didn't hit me that much until probably, like, senior year that, like I really had an offer from Old Dominion. But then going to prep school – it made me even, like, realize it even more because, like, being around all those Division I athletes on the team, because a lot of the players on that team, the prep school I went to was Milford Academy, and a lot of the players on that team, it's like three or four players are in the NFL now from that team, and we had a really good prep school team, and it just showed me that I'm glad I went to prep school to see, like, how different the competition is, like, right before college and people that are entering college as well.
Yeah. I love it, man. I mean, I would be the same way. I mean, if, you know, I was in your shoes, freshman in high school, and Old Dominion gave me a thing, I mean, you know, you're like, you know, I mean, you're a young kid. You got so many things going on. You're like, hey, this is great, but, you know, you just, you know, kind of, again, I just go with the flow. Now, we had Quentin Maxwell on. He transferred from Ohio. He was your quarterback last year. I texted him, you know, I said, anything to joke around about with JoJo? And he said, not really to joke around about, he said, but you guys spent a lot of time, you know, just hanging out, trying to get acclimated to each other. He said maybe, you know, grilling burgers or steaks. And he said that really benefited you guys towards the end of the season, just that comfortability. What was it like playing with Quentin? And then for you, your best, you know, productive-wise, your best season is your senior year, and you guys really start to go vertical with that football. How much fun was, the, you know, have that vertical passing attack in your final year of college football?
Honestly, it was really fun. It was like playing the games and stuff. It was knowing that you could run past defenders and stuff like that, and having a quarterback that you could trust. Even the quarterback before, Lenny Williams, I'll trust him as well. Having the quarterback my senior year, I could trust that the coaches trust as well to throw the ball in the air even more because teams know we, in history, we usually run the ball a lot at IUP, but they know that we have the athletes around on the perimeter to put run pass, throw screens, and we could do everything and run the ball still. And that made our game, our offense, really, like, difficult to stop. And then having Quentin, he trusts you. He'll throw that ball. He'll throw the ball up, and he knows if he trusts you, he'll throw it up, and you'll go get it. And that's just happened a lot, like, with our plays and everything. Even with Dwayne Brown, Don McNeil, and myself, like, receiver-wise, we all made plays. And it was a fun collective offensive group. I love that group.
Yeah, and you know what, I mean, the PSAC, I mean, the receivers, you know, I mean, you, Dwayne Brown, I mean, you got, you know, Henry Litwin, you got Jermaine Wynn from the Slippery Rock guys. I mean, you guys are, I know I'm missing somebody, too. I'm missing, he was a first-team PSAC guy. You guys are really putting some, I mean, there's some talented kids at that receiver position coming out of the PSAC. Really stands out stuff. Now, JoJo, I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, and this is your show. You're in the film room. You're with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to that position? What are those hallmark home run abilities where they're going to have to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
For me, I believe that on film, I show that I could block, win the 50-50 balls, and I can run past defenders. And people, not a lot of people, you probably think that I'm – on film, I seem slower, but when most of the defenders I played against always say that I'm faster in person than I look on film, and that's something that's deceiving for a lot of players or people that guard me. And I got a lot of respect this year from a lot of defenders. Not that I really care about, but I can feel it. Once you know that you have somebody's respect, you can feel it. And that's what helps me take that next level even more. And I also feel like you won't see this on film, but I feel like I make the people around me better, and especially my receiver room, because this is like the best receiver group stat-wise that we had. And I feel like I was doing a lot of things that aren't like noticed, said about, but they are noticed. And I love like receiver group that we had this year for that.
Definitely. I mean, that's why we want you to come on. We want you to allow these scouts to know as much about you as you can. You know, anyone out there we want to know, but especially the guys that could be your potential hires as you make this path towards the next level. All right, man. It's 3rd and 8. The Crimson Hawks need you to score a touchdown. What play do you want that offensive coordinator to send in? What route do you love running for that pick six? Or I shouldn't say the pick six, but to get the six.
For me, it also depends, 3rd and 8, like where we are on the field, because there's RPOs, and if we're in like the red zone area, I love like an out route or a fade, because I mean everybody knows the fade's coming, but I love like running an out route because people quickly think that I'm running a fade. But if we're in the middle of the field, 3rd and 8, I would say like a deep curl, like a deep stop route, because a lot of people think that I'm just gonna run past them, like run and get win a 50-50 ball, and then I stop and first down. Easily like that. I love that route. So it's nice, and I'm not gonna say easy, but I worked on it a lot with, especially this year with Quentin. We spent a lot of time in the summer and during the season, and I'm not gonna say we perfected it, but we worked on it a lot, and it benefited us this year.
Benefited you for 9 touchdowns, man, huh? For 800 and over 850 yards. I mean, you guys are definitely a nice combination. Do you get comparisons? I know it's a cliche question to ask, but, I mean, is there anybody at that next level that you get compared to, or even anybody at the next level that you really, really love watching and trying to adapt what they do to your own game?
Comparison-wise, there hasn't been anybody that stuck out to me that anybody has said I can play like, but I personally try to model my game or closely, because I love watching his game. It's the receiver Keenan Allen from the Chargers, number 13.
Uh-huh.
And he's about 6'2", 6'3", and he has really good footwork. And he's not the fastest receiver, but he knows how to get open, which is all that matters. He plays fast, and that's what I really love about his game. And he has, like, that swag that you bring to the field, and I enjoy watching it. You know, like, it definitely inspired me a lot this year.
Yeah, Keenan Allen is literally one of the most sneaky, productive receivers in the National Football League. We talk a lot about Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, but, I mean, Keenan Allen, I'm glad you even brought him up, because the guy doesn't get enough love. I mean, fantastic guy. We're almost out of time, JoJo, but we do like to have a little fun. We call it 3 and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yep.
All right, now, when we texted Quentin Maxwell earlier, we wanted something to tease you about, but he said there's really nothing I could tease, you know, from he, you couldn't really tease anything you about, but he said there's probably something you could bring up to tease him about. What did you use to tease him about? Anything?
I forgot. I definitely just I remember I used to tease him about something, but I can't remember exactly what it is. I remember. during the season, the Chiefs, because I'm a Titans fan, and he's a Chiefs fan, and we were talking junk the whole until like we played the Chiefs, Titans, and Chiefs played regular season. And I was like, the Titans, we're going to beat y'all. He's like, and that was the first game Patty Mahomes came back. And then the whole time when we beat them, because we bought the field goal, the Titans beat them. The whole week before that, I was kept saying, oh, the Titans, who's the best? And he had to keep saying, he had to keep admitting like the Titans. So, but then they got us in the playoffs, so we got the revenge.
Yeah, that was a great run. They brought Tannehill back. They're looking up. How about this one? About a month away before the draft, I assume it'll be a weekend with you with family and friends. You're going to celebrate this next phase in your football life. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready as you kind of celebrate that day?
My mom and dad, they're both really good cooks and really great cooks. And my favorite meal is mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and chicken or ribs or something like that in the nature. And anything that my parents, they make, I enjoy. So, and it's just like the Jazz weekend, my mom makes a good dip. Like, it's like a Mexican dip, and it's really good. And my cousins make buffalo chicken dip, so we all usually just do that and then get chips and enjoy our time.
Yeah, man, that sounds excellent. Hey, JoJo, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Hey, man, best of luck at that pro day on April 4th. I can't wait to find out your numbers And again, continued success. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And especially in this time with everything going on, please stay safe out there, my man.
Yes, sir. You too. I appreciate you having me on here as well.
No problem at all. Once again, that is JoJo Gods, the standout Crimson Hawk receiver from IUP and a fantastic talent. I love the comparison. Or not really comparison, but, you know, the Keenan Allen thing. I could really pick up on that as he said it. And the one thing I loved, you know, he says I'm faster in person. And it's got to be a fun thing to do as a receiver where the DBs, these guys, maybe don't respect what you're doing speed-wise. But once they had you, you know, that once you run a few routes and they see what they're dealing with, then the respect starts to fall in place. Again, if you want more of JoJo Gods, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, CollegeToPro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.